The life story of the late Phyllis Mabel Calley at a five-class farm up here. My late grandma, Phyllis Mabel Calley, near Belfield, was born at Five Clouds Farm up here on 24th of July 1924. She was the third child of the late Joseph and Charlotte Belfield, now deceased, and was to have two older sisters, Mary and Florrie, both now deceased, and one younger brother, Clifford. As a child, my grandma attended the village school of Mearbrook, which was a 2.5 mile walk there and back from her home. She started school aged 4 and walked with her sisters Mary and Florrie and her neighbours' children, three of the Plant girls, Vera, Frieda and Florrie Plant. As she walked to recall, they had to walk in all weathers, come hot sunshine or storms or snow and rain. If they missed a day because of severe weather, their mother wouldn't let them venture out. The children who used to live locally would taunt them and say, "Sugar babies, can't come school in rain." My grandma never liked school very much, although she had plenty of friends. They did the usual studies of arithmetic, handwriting, and did PE, which was called drill back then, where all the pupils stood in a line and did an exercise routine. Their playground was out in front of the school, in front of the church. There was no caged-in areas like there is today. My grandma only admitted to getting the cane once when she was about 5, because one playtime she was with a local girl, Audrey Croft. When the teacher, Miss Frost, rang the bell, they carried on playing and did not go back into class. And when they decided to go back in, Miss Frost said to my grandma, "Phyllis, I want you." She said the same to Audrey. Miss Frost said, "Hold your hand out, and if you snatch it back, you will get an extra stroke." When the new ivy cottages are now, there used to be some older, smaller cottages that got demolished many years ago. In one of them, near to the Lazy Trout pub, lived an old lady named Mrs. Hine. My grandma and some of her mates used to refer to her as Granny Poker, because they used to climb on her walls and pinch her crab apples out of her tree and knock on her door and run off. And some days she used to get very angry and she would keep her poker in the coal pile and get it very red hot and chase them up the road as she saw them holding it with a tea cloth. She would shout, "Yes, you young beggars, you will get some of this if you are not careful." This frightened them all. Then after a while they stopped taunting her. Christmas time at school, the children would go carol singing locally and get a few pence each or some fruit like an apple and orange or some nuts. My grandma used to go with Mary and Florrie and her friends, the Plant girls. Her best moment came when it came to leaving school when she was 14. There was two other girls who were also leaving whose birthdays were on the 26th of July, Alice and Sissy Hine from Wetwood Farm, Mearbrook. As a leaving gift, Mrs. Bowman, the teacher who my grandma liked very much, who was married to a vicar, gave the girls sixpence each, and they went down to Woolworths in Lincoln and treated themselves to some sweets, which was quite a luxury. In 1938, the year my grandma left school, a local man, Roger Morris, had left so much money towards Mearbrook Church and the school. This was to purchase a Bible each for all the pupils of the parish. My grandma was presented with a large black Bible, the gift of Roger Morris, as well as a Coronation Jubilee mug and a book entitled Christie the King's Servant. Florrie had Robin Hood and his Merry Men. At home, my grandma always maintained a very strong affection for Five Clouds and the Roaches. It was a place that was very special to her. The family were very happy at Five Clouds Farm. Her father, Joe, had served in the horse artillery in France in the 1914 to 1918 war. He got wounded in his leg and had to be drafted over to convalesce at the Fox Low Club in Leek, where the wounded soldiers would rest and get back to full strength. He met and married my grandma's mother after the Second World War. They moved to Five Clouds Farm around 1919, 2 years before Mary was born in 1921. As children, another child came to live with them, named Ivy Poole, who was a little older. She had lived With my grandma's grandmother up at New Meadows Farm going up towards the Mermaid with my grandma's cousin Annie Belfield. Grandma's grandma had adopted Ivy as a playmate for Annie because Annie's mother had died in childbirth and her dad had died when she was 7. Ivy came from London from a large family. Her parents had died and she had lost touch with her brothers and sisters all over Salvation Army, tracked down her brother Harold and her sisters Jessie and Lizzie in later years. Ivy always got on very well with Florrie when they were little. They went everywhere together. But she never got on with Mary or my grandma. She always used to say to my grandma as she went nearer, "Go away, I don't want you, get off." It was only when they worked at Tatton's Mill at Upper Ume together as they became friends when they were much older. If Ivy needed a helping hand, it was my grandma who would help her.